Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, if you want more from us, then please do consider checking out Red Men Plus as a club legend. That is the top tier that gets you extra perks and benefits, access to our exclusive club legend Discord chat. It will also give you free merchandise every year and a whole host of bonus features. Get involved on our club legends show. You can be on a show with the cast and crew of Red Men TV every week and a whole host of extra bonus perks, as well as all the usual brilliant videos and podcasts. Go to redmenplus.com and sign up as a club legend.
Jürgen, can we start talking about your goalkeeper again, because it's some reputation that he's developed in penalty shootouts. He's now saved more penalties in penalty shootouts than any other Liverpool goalkeeper
in history. Wow. Yeah, but let's start talking about tonight. So I can't remember the others, but of course they were good as well. But tonight about three really good penalties. They all go in the corner. So it's not that it's like a bad one and they don't miss hit the ball or slip a little bit before they shoot or whatever. No, they're really good and he saved them anyway. So that's massive. But I think we never hold it back somehow that we said, oh, we could not play. No, he's exceptional. He's absolutely exceptional. Had now not the best season so far because he came back from holiday and was injured. And it took a really long time to get him back in training and back to speed. But obviously he's ready now. And the goalkeeper coaches are just doing an incredible job. He's there. And I'm pretty sure he would say it exactly the same. It's their product because what they do with him and the goalie they develop is a modern goalie. Calm as you like, can play football and... on top of that, can catch balls and can keep the ball out of the net in a really good manner. And that's really good. And I'm over the moon for him that he could have these situations. And when you see him, this very grounded boy, when he barely smiles, but when he smiles, you know, it means a lot to him. So really cool.
Psychologically, it must be difficult for the opposition when they know they've got facing Callaghan in a penalty.
Yeah, it's still a lot of years, goalkeeper years to come for him. So if he can keep that record, that would be exceptional. Then probably that would be completely insane numbers. He did really well.
What were your overall thoughts on that?
Liked it again. It's the most difficult thing in football that if you're putting a team together and then you face an opponent who is deep defending, a lot of legs, counter-attacking, long balls, set pieces, all these kind of things. So we obviously didn't have a lot of time to prepare the game, but we could at least train once, because with this team, that's why we changed. That's what I said last year. People always don't like it when you get knocked out and it's like, very young, you don't take the competition serious. It was never true. But we have to. Two things. We have to make sure that we don't risk anybody. That's very important. And the other thing is we really love to give the boys the opportunity. And now imagine, even if we lose the game tonight in the penalty shootout, if the people wouldn't have seen Stefan, Bobby, Ben, Mel, Leighton, then of course the other young, Fabio is only a little bit older, if at all. Kelvin, of course, and then Harvey comes on. So there was like 8 or 9 really young boys, and it's so nice to see them, that you can give them the opportunity just to play really man's football against a team who wanted to get through, obviously. We all know, I'm pretty sure I didn't ask anybody, but for Derby, these games would have been really important, money-wise, another round, and maybe another Premier League team away, Derby, they fill the stadium themselves, so and then get through. It's just a great experience.
Finally, for me, forgive me if this is the wrong time to ask as well, but obviously in the build-up to the game, there was news about the ownership and obviously talk of what could happen as regards the ownership in the future. How has that impacted on you in your preparation? How do you feel about the situation?
No impact at all, so completely. I Pep said pretty much everything yesterday in the press conference. We knew about it a little bit longer. Their thoughts, and I don't 100% understand 100% why we all, it gets sold. Like, FC wants to sell the club. What I read is as well looking for investors, and I think that makes sense. That's a good idea, like that. What it means to me, what do you mean? So it didn't distract the preparation at all. So it's the players didn't ask me, but if the players want to ask me, I can tell them everything. We don't need the media for that to tell them what's happening. But for me, it means nothing. Whatever happens, I really like how we work together with our owners. But if that would change, I'm committed to the club. Obviously, there's nothing to the people here, and that has nothing to do with that. But as far as I know, we're looking for investors, and I thought actually that makes sense.
Sam?
Yeah, sorry, on that, I think the fans will appreciate what you just said, because
there's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Different circumstance, obviously, but Chelsea, there was so much upheaval when their New York owners came in over the summer with the new manager and new players and new director of football. So I think the fans will appreciate the stability that they get from you.
So first and foremost, Chelsea got sold. I said now, so how I understand it, we are looking for investors. It's different. But even if the situation is completely different, Chelsea had to get sold because of the owner was in trouble. Let me sum it up like this. It was a bit of an urgency in the situation. We don't have that here, not at all. For me, it's just important that we, while this process is whatever it is happening, that we just keep going and planning. And so this will be whatever will happen, and these kind of things take probably time. I'm not an expert in this, but whenever it will happen and somebody comes in or whatever. Until then, can happen a lot of things. And in that time, we have to keep going. So not only football-wise, in between as well. And I will make sure that will be the case. So it's just, and that's all. So I'm really, so in the moment, nothing happened. It's just news, which we knew. And nobody had a heart attack when we got the news and thought, oh my God, how can we carry on? It's a decision, and it's fine. And how I said, we work really close together with FSG. It was a great relationship until now. It will not change. And whatever happens, we will see and we will deal with it.
Can I just ask you about tonight? I'm winning tonight.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, you can.
You're through to the next round.
Yeah.
The next round is obviously before Christmas.
Yeah, great idea.
How, How will that work out?
I don't know yet, but we will find a solution. So we have, obviously, we have players at the World Cup, but we have a big group together for a pre-season and probably will use them then. It makes sense, I think. But that's it. It's when is the draw?
Tomorrow night,
okay. So then we know where we have to go, stuff like this. We are in a training camp, we come back, and then we have a few days to prepare this game. Yeah, so it's fine. We love playing football, by the way. That it's not a problem. But, 3 days, 4 days after the World Cup final, let me say if it's England, Brazil, or Holland, or whatever, then we will miss a few players, probably. But let's see.
Apologies.
That's Ben. It was his instructions were easy. Do what you do all the time, because he's really a lively boy, smart player, good dribbler, fast, can use both legs. It's good. It was nice to watch. Huh? It was really nice to watch. He coming in and immediately a lot of things are obviously natural to him, which is really helpful. And pretty sure his family was here tonight. I can remember when I saw the family at the AXA when we signed the boy, how excited everybody was. And now having that night, it's a next step. It's cool. He showed up, obviously. Thank you.
Sorry.
Of course, happened already. If you don't hold me back, I would already on the bottle with him. So. No, we spoke before the game already long, so I heard from somewhere that he had a foreign manager, so I'm not used to it. It's true, we are not. In Germany, we sit here together, and then you cannot pretty much forget it. But it's always about because media work is that long that you think, okay, let's go home. So if you just would have, I still don't understand why we just not have a press conference, because you always ask the same thing like the people with the microphone, so and we could keep that shorter, and then we have more time for the colleagues. But I go now and we have a drink.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.